So the other day, I had something like an issue going on in my backyard, and I called my neighbor, or I te called, come on, it's 2022. I texted my neighbor to see if they had the same issue. And anyway, he came over, and we wound up having to walk through my house to check something in the garage. And anyway, so we walked through my house, and these are people that don't really come in my house. We're neighbors, we're friendly, but we don't like hang out, you know? And we walked through my house, and every time somebody comes into my house, I don't live in a messy, cluttered house, but it does look like people live here, you know? Particularly if you show up unannounced and I have not like cleaned on purpose for people. So, every time somebody comes to my house, I have gotten so where I always say, "Oh, pardon the mess. It always looks like this." As opposed to like, "Oh, I'm sorry," and like freaking out that it's not clean. I just say like, "Oh yeah, it's messy like usual."
That's funny. I love it. Oh my gosh. That needs to be a sign.
Pardon the mess, it always looks like this.
Or it could be a t-shirt. Pardon the mess. I always look like this.
Hi, I'm Megan.
And I'm Christina. And this is the Full Cup Club podcast.
We're here to talk through the good, the bad, and the ugly of loss, whether that's losing a loved one, a job, a dream, or even your marbles.
So, whether your cup has coffee, tea, or vodka in it, welcome to the Full Cup Club.
Friends, on today's episode, we are going to be chatting about graduation season and even wedding season. It's that time of year where students are graduating, adults are graduating from college. So we want to chat about that. But first, Megan, what static water are
Yes.
you drinking today?
I have my San Pellegrino, which is my bougie brand, and it is lemon and lemon zest. I like that they call out the lemon zest. You know, it's not just lemon flavored water, it's lemon and lemon zest
Interesting.
flavored water. Okay, let's call it what it is, right? It's very good. I like it. I like this brand. I have never had a bad one from San
Mean,
Pellegrino,
when
so.
they're naming it, are they like, somebody's like, it tastes like lemon, and they're like, but it also tastes like lemon zest. So, like, which, and they're just like, let's go with
Right,
both.
like what's the qualifier there? Yeah, it tastes like lemon. No. There's more to it. There's more to it.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
What are you drinking
I
today?
am drinking a, I did the warm water again, but this week I did lime and I like it. I like, if you were going to choose, if somebody said, Megan, which would you like to have? A static water with lemon or a static water with lime? Do you have a preference?
Is there zest in it?
That's the deciding factor.
No, I like lime flavored static water is my favorite. Just
Okay.
across the board, it's just
Yeah.
this. I like this lemon one a lot, but just a solid lime one, I like it the best.
I'm with you on that. Lime is my go-to. Like if I put could put lime and if I could put cilantro in this water, I love lime cilantro
I
rice.
love lime cilantro, but not
I wonder what it would
in a
be like.
liquid.
I wonder if it would be tasty.
I don't know. I've never had cilantro as part of a drink before.
Is cilantro in like a
Is
spicy
it in a Bloody
drink?
Mary or something? I don't know. I don't
Maybe.
like Bloody Marys, so I don't really like tomato-based beverages. Remember V8? Is that still a thing? V8 vegetable juice?
Yes, I did like that. When I was little, my
Oh.
meemaw would give me the little
No, thank
cans of
you.
V8 and I loved them. I
What?
little teensy cans, the kids'
Yeah,
cans
no, they
of
were very cute. I remember the cans, but it was a trick. It's a cute can to just pull you in, and then they just hit you with that nasty vegetable
Oh my
juice.
gosh, how funny. You know, I just learned, I did not realize. I mean, I'd heard of this but didn't really understand, but not everybody can taste the same things. Did you know that?
I did know that. I did, and it's so weird. I love
Yeah.
it. Brains are so cool.
Yeah, genetically, we did that as part of our biology class, where it's like some people are super tasters where they can taste all of these things.
Yeah.
I was not one of the, like, I'm the person who likes cilantro. It does not taste like soap to me. So
it doesn't taste like soap to me either. I like it also. So is your beverage, it's warm today?
It's warm. It's hot because water.
I am sweating.
Aww.
Sitting here. I am sitting in my chair just like, I need to air out.
I'm sitting here with a warm beverage, holding onto a warm beverage with an electric blanket on me. So if you can imagine that for a second.
I just had to turn off my desk fan to record this podcast because it was too loud. And I'm just like sweating down my face.
Yeah, I'll be in the great state of Texas next week, so I will be sweating with you, my friend.
Yep. I'm excited. I'm excited to for you to experience the sunshine and stuff, you know?
Yeah, we're barely getting, like, we've seen the sunshine a few times here in the Pacific Northwest, but yes, I'm going to Texas to get some sunshine, and maybe get to meet up with you.
Maybe, yeah, if we can figure out the schedule.
Oh my gosh, for people who are listening, we have been friends for over 2 years, and we have only been in the same space physically for 2 hours one time.
One time, and that was a challenge. Just that was like, we had to figure it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because of COVID and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Okay, on today's episode, we are chatting about graduation. Yeah. Recently, I earned my associate's degree.
Yay, you did finally. It.
This was a long journey that started when I was a senior in high school. I am 47 years old, and I started my senior year of high school. And I've shared this before, that I didn't come home with a diploma. I came home with a baby. And so right before I graduated, one semester before I graduated, I found out I was pregnant. And so I went to work full time as a single parent, supporting a brand new, beautiful little girl. And so I didn't finish my degree and decided about 12 years ago to go back to school and complete that. And through that entire journey, Michael was so awesome about cheering me on. I've never shared this, so this won't make sense because you'll be like, what? You were a single parent? Yes, I was a single parent. Michael was my daughter's dad. It's the only dad she ever knew, but we married later. So he was not her biological dad, but that was her dad. And so when I decided to return to school 12 years ago, he cheered me on. He would be the person to bring me, you know, dinner when I was studying in my office, things like that. So he cheered me on every step of the way. I know that there are some people that their spouse is not supportive of them returning to school and they would, you know, give them a bad time. Michael never did that. He was amazing. And so, yeah, he cheered me on. And so that was, you know, something that I had to really sit with when I graduated last week. I graduated last Thursday and him not being there. And so, you know, I was sharing with Megan, like, hey, like, this might be something that we could talk about because I know I'm not the only one going through that. So, yeah. How about you? I know that you shared before a little bit about your family and when Jason died.
Well, I mean, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so excited. You never have to go back to school again if you don't want to.
Exactly.
What a weight lifted.
Yes.
Well, similarly, while Jason was alive, I was working toward a master's degree. Mm-hmm. So I was, you know, he supported me through that, right? And then when he died, I took a break and eventually I went back and finished it. But I received my master's degree. I finished my graduate degree, but I didn't go to graduation. I didn't really do anything to celebrate because it was like during COVID times. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there wasn't really a lot of pomp and circumstance around finishing that, you know? So it was just a moment where I was like, ah, oh, I did it.
Mm-hmm.
I did it and I'm done. And, you know, oh, he'd be so proud of me.
Oh, cool.
And then I just moved on. Right, like because there wasn't, I don't even think I went out to dinner, you know. I was just like, yeah, all right, cool, you know.
Yeah,
what's next?
I think like that's a big deal, like just to for us to pause for a moment and recognize the fact of like celebrating that after, like, this is literally, for those of you listening, part of who Megan and I are, is that our person died and we got up, eventually got up, and we kept going. And that is really why we wanted to do this podcast. And so let's just take a moment for that, of like not giving up.
Right.
So yeah.
Pat ourselves on the back, you know, we picked this thing back up that we're working on and went for it. Even though there's that pain, that sting of them not being here to see us finish it, to see us see it through. I think, you know, I've talked about this like in the last episode. I think that Jason is still around, you know, I think that he is seeing me, he is seeing the kids. He's just like, I don't know, on another dimension and somewhere else, but like that we can't see him, but he can see us. Like, that's how I feel. So it's not like I finished and I was like, oh, he's not here to see this. It was more like I finished and I was like, he's not here for me to celebrate with him. Like, it was like, he's not physically here, you know what I mean? But I wasn't sad. It was just like, oh, well, I did it, you know? I did it.
Yeah.
But when Jason died, he died in June. And I think I've shared this before too. It was right before, there was a week left of school for all the kids. And it was right before his oldest son graduated high school. And then three of the other kids had their own little graduation ceremonies. Like
promotional ceremonies.
Yeah, like, you know, you finish elementary school and you move into middle school. Or you finish kindergarten and move into elementary school, you know. So there were four out of the five kids that had like events, like ceremonies that next week. And it was just, it was so hard, one, to go to them, to just know that he was like just here last week.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And now he's gone, you know. For his oldest son, since he graduated high school, it was like a big, you know, we went to the graduation and we had like a meal afterwards and everything. We took pictures in my backyard. and I had printed out a bunch of pictures of Jason. So the graduation was actually, it wasn't like the last day of school. It's like after.
Yes.
You know. So I had a bunch of pictures that I had printed for the celebration of life. So he picked his favorite one and we framed it and he took it with him. Like, he took it with him to the graduation. We had it in like the seats, you know, and he took pictures with it. Like, he was just holding the picture in the backyard. Cool. So that was kind of how we were able to, I don't know, sort of preserve the memory, but you know, it that was definitely tinged with some really difficult feelings, because it was like Jason was just there. It was like right after he died that we, you know, had all
you
of
guys were still
events.
Like in shock. You were still probably numb.
Right. We were still kind of reeling from it, and but we couldn't. We had to keep going. Yes. We had to go to this stuff. Yes. It's, you know, it's important, particularly for the kids that were moving up and doing all those things. Like, it was important to go to those ceremonies and do the best we could. But it was really hard.
Yeah, I imagine. Wow. Yeah, very fresh, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So if you are listening to this and you know somebody that's going to be going through that, just to be aware, I think that's a good thing. So today, I really want to talk to people who are watching somebody go through this to be aware, and then also for those who I hope we can help them to understand that even if you're looking at somebody and they look like they're doing okay, you don't know that they're still processing a lot on that day, just to keep be mindful of that.
I will say that at every single event that week after Jason died, I had sunglasses on. I had do not talk to me all over my face. Like, I was like, I'm here, like I'm present, but I don't want to engage with anybody. I don't want to chat with friends. Like, we are here, we are doing the thing, and we are leaving. Like, that is the maximum that I can give right now. So it was really tough.
Yes. In those situations, to be aware, when you see someone that it's fresh like that, give them space. Like, please don't come up. And I think sometimes I will say, please don't come up and hug us. Sometimes that can be really hard in those situations when it's very fresh to, like, we're just doing the best. I had somebody come up to me and I was getting ready to speak at his funeral, and they came up to me and said, can I pray with you? And I was like, no. I was just like straight out. I said
I
no.
I love that you said that though.
I said no. I am barely holding it together. If you would like, I was kind, but I said, if you would like to pray for me at your seat, that I can, you know, I would appreciate that, but I'm barely holding it together and I have to stand here and speak to 500 people. So they went sat down. So if you see somebody and it's very fresh and they have to do something hard, just remember, like, they're probably using every ounce of strength they have to keep it together at in that moment. Mm-hmm. So don't be offended if they're like, put their hand up and like, nope. Like, sorry, I can't do this.
Yes, exactly. I am not a hugger. And on my best day, just kind of in the course of after Jason died, people will just come hug me. And I'm just like, I just kind of like freeze up, like, because I don't like it. I like hugs from my people, you know, my son, my whoever I'm, you know, with, like my spouse or who I'm dating. But I don't like a hug from a friend. If I haven't seen you in a long time, we can just say hi. We don't have to touch.
I don't want your cooties. No, that's funny. Oh, man. I had, I mean, we, I don't even know that this would be a full episode, but I had that too. Hugs from strangers right after your person died is like they knew your person and they hadn't seen them in 20 years and they want to hug you. And it's just like, it's awkward. You're like, what do I do?
It's like when you're pregnant and people touch your belly.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, you know that this is my body, right? Why are you touching me?
Yes. It's like you appreciate the gesture. However, this is super awkward. Thank you for, So I had, I definitely had that. You talked about being present, that you are fully present. And that was something going into my graduation that I had thought about, that I really, I've wanted to practice being present, but unlike you, I had more time to like mentally prepare, you know, it's 2.5 years later. But I really wanted to be present on in that moment. And not, I think a lot of times in my past, I have been so like in my head in the future all the time that I'm not actually present in this moment. And I was able to be present at my graduation, which was really nice to just take it all in and look around me. And that was a really big, you know, thing for me to not be so caught up. And so I was really proud of myself for that. One of the things I did is incorporating Michael into graduation. You talked about how that you guys took a picture of Jason. One of the things I wanted to do was thank him. For, you know, they give, they read a few lines before you walk across. And I wrote that in, and that was really hard to write to him and say thank you. And I said thank you to my late husband. And I, as I walked across the stage, you know, I was trying not to cry. And the president of the college, you know, is getting ready to shake my hand. And I'm looking at him and, you know, it's not like he's deaf. He can hear what they said. And he just looked at me and he was like, it's going to be okay. And I just was like, oh, man, you know,
I feel like that would make me cry. I was like immediately.
Yeah, I was holding back tears. Yeah. So it was in that moment was really cool of him to acknowledge that he recognized that was not an easy moment.
Yeah. Yeah. But also, I feel like there's moments like that, like a month or two after Jason died, I was in a meeting with a bunch of people I used to work with. And I think I've told this story before where a guy who was at the wedding we went to right before he died, a guy who was there, he came into the meeting and he saw me and he came and just gave me a hug. And I mean, it was a room full of 20 people. Some of them knew me, some of them didn't. So it's, this is not a room I could just like break down in because it was, I was in a professional setting, right? So he like came and gave me a hug and I was like, I don't want to talk about it. Like just immediately I was like, I cannot, right now. Because if I say anything or if you say anything else, I will start crying. So we need to nip this in the bud. I mean, can I just want to say that the gesture was appreciated. Like I don't want to come off like a jerk, but it was a lot.
And it takes a lot of courage. For a person that has lost someone, you feel really like you don't want to be a jerk. Like you're saying, it's like you appreciate the gesture so much. So if you are somebody listening and this happens, please know, like, again, you're just holding it together and you have to do hard things. And we appreciate it so much. And I loved, I was somewhere the other day and someone asked permission to hug me.
Well, we love that boundary.
Yeah, I was really impressed that this person had asked for permission. And I thought that was a really great thing. So ask, that would be a great tip, is just ask people, can I hug you? Because, you know, again, strangers walking up to you that you don't even know that are doing this is really awkward.
Well, and then don't be offended if they say no.
Yeah, just understand. It's not about you, man. In that situation, don't make it about yourself. Yeah. Get over yourself.
Right. Right.
Another thing that I did was kind of a way that I thought about it for a long time of, how do I take him with me? Like a something to graduation. You guys took Jason's picture. I thought about, you know, do I take my wedding ring? Do I take his wedding ring? What do I take with me? And I decided on a piece of jewelry that he had given me. And nobody that was at graduation, my family didn't know. No one knew I wore this.
It was just your special thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Wait a minute, though. Wait. Was it heart-shaped?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. It's just like, it's kind of funny that because we talked about this once before, but like it was literally the only, he bought me jewelry. I mean, he bought my wedding rings and stuff. I was with him, but this was the only piece. He bought me two pieces of jewelry at one time and surprised me. They didn't match. They were just totally two random things. And they were both hearts. It was a heart bracelet with like puffy hearts on it, and then the other one was a locket that was a heart. And neither one of these friends would be something that I picked out, but it kind of made it that much more special that like he picked it out. And even though it was such a guy thing to pick out something with hearts on it, because I'm a very plain person when it comes to stuff like that, and so I wore that, and it was just like, okay, that was pretty cool. But yes, it was heart jewelry.
We talked about heart-shaped jewelry. It was early on, episode 1 through 5, like somewhere in one of those. So that is what that callback is from. But that is really funny. But I'm glad you did that. I think it's cool to just have that thing that's just only you know about. It's not like you're doing it for any kind of clout or to share, or just, you know, it's like that just little meaningful thing that just you did. I love that.
Yeah, nobody knew. I think that it's also important, if you're going through this, to find someone to talk about, because other people won't understand. I know someone who recently was talking to someone about, they were meeting for the first time, and this person was getting ready to graduate and found out that the other person had lost someone as well. And in that conversation, they both recognized, the person who had lost someone recognized that this person that was about to graduate, like, it's a really hard thing to not have those people around with you. It meant a lot to the graduate. It was a hard thing. But it meant a lot to her that this other person had recognized that this was going to be hard, and that they made sure to be there for the other one. It's important, if you can find somebody to talk to, that at least, I feel like at least someone in the room recognizes that you're having a hard time, and that they're making sure that you are okay, that you're aware. So if you know, if you're a young person and your friends don't get it, nobody gets it, that at least one person in that room knows, like, hey, we're celebrating. It's just like this really hard thing, because you're celebrating this big achievement and you're so excited. Yeah. And then the other side of that is you're also holding space for the sadness that there's someone missing. There's somebody who, like you said, they would have been proud of you. You know in your heart that person would be proud of you, but it still stings.
Yeah, for sure.
Talking to someone about it, your counselor, a friend, a family member. Mm-hmm. If you are a family member or a friend, you know, ask the person how they are doing. How are you doing? I recognize you're about to go through this really big thing. And would you like to talk about it? And if they don't want to, fine. But like, man, it could mean the world to them that somebody recognizes, like, this could hurt. This could be hard. And let's talk.
Yeah, just that somebody recognizes it, that is so great. I mean, it's such a blessing when somebody is like, it's like you're feeling heard.
Yes.
You know, it's like somebody is like really thinking about you, as opposed to just bringing whatever they have to say to the table.
Yes. Like, to be able to sit and listen. That night, I even also planning ahead, I think is a big deal when you're going into an event like this, graduation, something like that, to be able to, for months ahead, like I thought, what do I want this to look like? You know, I was having family come in from out of town. Were we going to go to dinner? Were we going to do a barbecue? Like what was the plan? And I chose that I wanted to go to dinner. I made the plans. I did all of the things, and I just really wanted to be very, very present. And mm-hmm. I'm so happy that I thought about it before and that I could be present in the moment. And I wasn't, even though I was holding space for the fact that there was someone missing from that table, I felt so grateful. Michael's parents were there with us. My dad was able to to come in. My daughter flew in from Texas. And just having family around that table to be with me on such a cool occasion to celebrate that. And mm-hmm. I will be able to look back and have those memories of those conversations and all of those things. And so give it some thought ahead of time. What would you like to do? What would you like that to look like in those moments?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And go easy on yourself like you mm-hmm. did. You were like, I just want to be present. Mm-hmm. I don't want to cook a bunch of food. I don't want to, you know, throw yes. a big party because yes. it's a lot of work. And mm-hmm. yeah, I didn't, like I said, I don't even think I went out to dinner. It was such a non-event when I graduated. But this was partly because it was like peak pandemic. Mm, it was like yes. the Delta wave, I think, is what we were dealing with. Like mm-hmm. it was just a lot. Or maybe it was, I don't even remember. But it was, you know, not a time when people were going out and doing things, mm-hmm. you know? So I didn't go to graduation. But yeah, I didn't do anything. I took a break. There you go. Just, you know, after that, it took like a week off just to like chill. It was a lot.
Decompress. I mean, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, decompress. Mm-hmm.
It's just so fun that both of us, like, we went through that together. I watched Megan go through yeah. her last quarter or two of school, last two mm-hmm. of school, I think, and then last two classes. And then I went through my last couple of semesters with school. And so, yeah, I remembered, you know, cheering her on. And then it was really cool to have you cheer me on, like, through that.
Yeah.
And you would just be like, it's only a few more weeks and then you'll be done. And yeah. Or just like, I just want to give up. I remember her telling me at one time, oh, you have senioritis. You have it bad. So yeah, it's nice to have somebody yeah. who gets it. Big blessing.
Yeah. And it's funny. So when Jason died, like I said, that was when his oldest was graduating high school. Well, now his second oldest has graduated high school. So just a bummer that his dad, you know, wasn't able to be there mm-hmm. for that. But I actually saw him the other day, and he's just doing so great, just making really good life choices and growing and trying to move up and work and, you know, all the things that you do as a young adult. Like, he's doing really well. So that was really good to see that he is, you know, he's not letting his dad's death hold him down
yes,
either, you know?
That's cool. I think one of the things that when you're going through something like that is just to take a moment at the ceremony or wherever, like, just to take a moment alone and mm-hmm. acknowledge these things, like, be present and like think of your person and the fact that they would be proud and kind of mentally bring them into that space, even if it's been mm-hmm. like for, you know, Jason's second oldest, you know, just to like acknowledge that, because sometimes it's years down the road, you know, you could have mm-hmm. graduations 4 years later or 10 years later, and just to recognize that mm-hmm. person's presence in that time. So also to practice self-care, if you are struggling in that time, to be gentle, going back to being gentle with yourself. This is hard mm-hmm. that you lost this person, and they meant a lot to you, and the other people around you may not recognize that, but you can be gentle with yourself. And yeah. if you're going to an event and like maybe people have a party or there's multiple parties or just whatever, you get choices. And to remember that in that moment, you get to choose. If there mm-hmm. are events that you're like, I can't attend this event, I can't attend that event, you get to choose. And so just be gentle and give yourself permission to do what you are comfortable with during that time.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with all that. I've had to learn how to be gentle with myself and not hold myself to, you know, like a higher level. Like, it's like, it's okay if I don't feel up to doing something, you know? People don't know what I'm going through, just like I don't know what they're going through. So I'm gonna take care of me, because nobody else is gonna do that.
Yes, that's very true. I saw a really cool thing. I was not aware, and I guess if I had had, I was, you know, wrapping up school, so I wasn't really thinking about it. But, you know, they do honor cords and different sashes and stuff like that. And I was reading online, which I thought it was really cool. There was a group for students at a college that they had lost a parent. And so if you are someone who is in university or college right now and, you know, ask the counseling department, you know, that's a big thing. You're processing something while you're trying to get an education. And we've talked about this before. Your brain, it doesn't matter. Widow brain is not, you know, there are no lines around that you're the spouse. It happens with the children and the parents and everyone around the person who, you know, they lost. And for these students, they're trying to process this great loss as well as the loss of a parent or a grandparent or sibling or whatever, you know, person that is in their life. And so there is a counseling department on campus at, you know, universities and colleges. Go and find out, get counseling, talk to somebody, because you're at a school where there are other people who, it's not like they grew up in your neighborhood and they know you lost your parent. So go talk to a counselor. And what this counselor had done was she had purchased unofficial special cords for the students who had lost someone. So they wore that cord. She gave it to them and said, this is an unofficial, like, cord to remember your person. So if you are someone supporting a graduate, this is just a really nice thing that could be done. I didn't realize you could give people sashes and stuff like that. And there were some really cool sashes. And I would ask people, what is a sash from? And one kid was like, it was a really beautiful, colorful sash. And he's like, my aunt sent this to me from, she lives in Mexico. And it was just cool to see those. And it was like, okay, so you can't, you see the ones where it's like, there are lays or there's money or whatever.
I thought there were rules. Like, I thought you couldn't do that, but that's pretty cool.
I mean, for later, but I mean, it's something that, you know, you could hide it under your robe. You can do some things, but I think it's some work.
I even think like a lapel pin, you know, something like that might be cool. Yeah. Just a little. Yeah.
Yeah. Or something to wear on your...
your hat.
Yeah.
Your hat. Your hat. So I was going to say, in high school, I remember it was a thing to decorate the top of your hat.
Yes.
It is too. I was going to ask. Yes. Yeah.
I didn't decorate mine because I didn't have time. But yeah, I...
oh.
I'll be honest. I thought about putting our QR code for our podcast on the back so that people would be like in, you know, taking a picture of it to see
that would what be exactly so it was. Cool. Yeah. That would be so cool to have your head scanned from
there you go.
The QR code.
There's an idea for people. Like, here are my plans. This is a video of me talking about my future plans. So, I just thought that was cool as a special, like, another way. But maybe for somebody who hadn't thought about it, to give it to a family member of, you know, a cord. Or, I mean, you could make it out of something of that person's even, or have an attachment that goes on to. So,
just a fun idea. If your person's been cremated, you can wear their ashes in like a piece of jewelry. I saw a woman who, she is an amputee. Part of her leg was amputated. And she got a prosthetic and she mixed, or well, the company that made the prosthetic mixed some of her mom's ashes into that prosthetic leg.
Interesting. Okay.
And so she gets to like wear her mom. Well, that's a weird way to phrase it.
Carry her mom.
It, I mean, it's a her mom carry her mom with her. Yes, there you go. So, yeah, I thought that was just really cool. She was really close with her mom. And anyway, so I thought that was just such a cool idea, something you could do.
Yeah. So I think that it's a big, you know, if you have these events coming up, whether it's a wedding or a birthday or something like that, to start thinking ahead. Think ahead, you know, give it a couple months thought, because these things are coming up. These seasons are coming up and it's going to happen. It's coming down to it. And that way, the day of, you are not overwhelmed. Grief doesn't, you know, sideswipe you, that you can kind of, for lack of a better way, kind of plan out your grief. But also,
if you could please schedule your
grief. Yes, exactly. You. It would be very helpful. Well, we, you know, at 10:15, we'll be grieving for 10 minutes. But, you know, to acknowledge that that is going to happen, you're going to have moments.
Yeah, I would challenge you to, because you have the time, if you're looking forward to an event that's planned, like a graduation, like going to a wedding, or if there's a wedding in your family, like a birthday, whatever it is, anniversary, things like that, I challenge you to find something positive. What is there to be grateful about this? You know, for you and me, it was that we finished this goal that we had for ourselves. We got back up and we did it, you know? But I mean, I remember, so Jason died at the beginning of summer. My birthday is like in the dead of summer. It is so hot. It's the end of July. And so I just remember my birthday right after he died. So it was like 2 months later. The weather in Texas was like 70 degrees.
Wow.
Unheard of. Wow. Unheard of in July in Texas. But on my birthday, I was like, oh my gosh, like, this weather is beautiful. Like, that could have made, you know, the day could have been just a bummer, like a day where you're celebrating. And, but you know, Jason wasn't there and he had died so recently, but the weather was so beautiful. I was just like, oh my gosh, you know, like, it was just like, I took a deep breath and I was like, that sucks that he is gone, but this is so nice that the weather is beautiful. I just kind of was able to recognize that there was something to be grateful for, even though my life was kind of a shit show right then, you know?
Yes, I agree. It's, yeah, in those moments to be able to sit, my dad was able to make it to my graduation. My daughter was able to fly out. So yes, to acknowledge.
You were able to get the extra tickets you needed. For
yes,
them to
that
go.
Was a really exciting. I had invited people and then found out. So if you're listening to this and it's years down the road, during the pandemic, they were not able to have in-person graduation. So the classes prior to ours, 2 years prior, they joined us for graduation. And so that reduced the amount of tickets. So I was only allowed to have two tickets. So who do I choose, you know, to come to this graduation? And right before, days before graduation, they released the extra tickets. And so I was able to have both of my kids at graduation, as well as Michael's parents.
Favorite.
Exactly. I was like, okay, which of them is going to care the least? And my son is that person. And so my daughter, you know, flew in. So that was, that was a nice thing. So yes, it was this goal. So for me, just to bring this into perspective, I had planned before Michael died to go on and to become my associate's in behavior and social science, and I had planned to go on and become a counselor, and life just has changed. And so for me, I could have stopped, but it was like, no, I want to complete this. This was a lifelong goal. This had, and so I was able to check that off kind of a bucket list, because it was one of those things that when I started over, because I basically had to start my degree from scratch, getting this general education stuff out of the way. And I started all over. And so I didn't want to be on my deathbed and look back and think, man, I really wish it was just this thing in my life that was undone. So this really, the big thing with this is this was a life goal for me to complete. It wasn't a matter of, oh, I'm going to go on and I'm going to get a job that is in this area. That was not what this was. This was me
getting back up. You just wanted to tie
up
that loose end.
Yes.
Yeah. And you did. And you were able to celebrate with your family. And I mean, Michael wasn't there and that stings, but you had other people who love you that were there, and you got to wear your heart-shaped jewelry. I mean, you know, so it's like, I am not one to dwell in difficult emotions, sadness or anger, right? I am always going to look for the positives. Are there, what is happening today that I'm so mm-hmm. happy about?
Yes.
I'm finishing school. I'm getting my degree. Or if it's one of the kids, they're finishing school. Mm-hmm. They did it. They're mm-hmm. done. And now they're grown and they're going to go off and like start their lives mm-hmm. as adults. You know,
yes.
I think that it's really easy to just be like, what if, oh, it just sucks that this person's not here anymore, but we just can't live in that. I mean, life keeps going. Mm-hmm. So I challenge you to just find something that is just a happy moment, even if it's just one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember right after Jason died, it was really hard to go to all that stuff mm-hmm. and to find those moments. Mm-hmm. But even if it's just one little thing, I challenge you to look for that and cling to that, you know? Mm-hmm. Do you have anything else to add?
I don't. I want to wish like everybody in this season
mm-hmm.
big hugs, and I wish
but
you...
only if you want them.
Yeah, only if you want them. Sending you big hugs with your permission, and also I wish you those moments of joy that you find them in the midst mm-hmm. of celebrating, that you have those moments that you can be fully yes. present and celebrate your accomplishments, and that you got up and not everybody mm-hmm. does that. Acknowledge that you've done something hard that not everyone is able to do. So congratulations in the season of graduation yeah. and I wish you the best on whatever you choose to do next.
Yeah. And if it's your kid's graduation, I mean, the same sentiment applies. You are doing this, even though it's really hard, and you're there for them. And that's really important. So you're doing great.
Good on you, mate.
Okay, well, the time has come. So whether your cup is empty, half full, or overflowing, raise it up. Here's to the craziness of life after loss.
Cheers. Cheers.
Thank you so much for being here with us. Please subscribe to our podcast if you found it helpful. And you can also find us on social media on Instagram at Full Cup Club Podcast. And if you search Full Cup Club Podcast on Facebook. Again, thanks friends, and we'll see you next time.